This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. It's 10 minutes before 3 o'clock. Well, you know, reading is a joy. Think of all the places books take us. Well, this Saturday, young readers and not-so-young readers will come together in Champaign County for the area's 8th annual Read Across America Day. They'll gather at Lincoln Square Village in Urbana beginning at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. The event will continue until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There will be storytelling and games and special guests. There also will be tote bags with a brand new book for the first 1,000 kids to come through the doors. Here to tell us more, Molly Delaney. She's the education outreach coordinator for WILL. Hi.
Hi, Celeste. Good afternoon.
Who are the special guests?
Well, we have a number of special guests, but we'll start with the costumed special guests. So we have, for one, we have the Cat in the Hat. The Urbana Free Library always has the Cat in the Hat there. So the Cat in the Hat will be available to meet and greet families. WILL has its own two special guests. We have Wonder Red and Super Y from the show Super Y, a new PBS series that started airing on WILL TV this fall.
Yeah. No. Can you tell us a little bit about Super Y?
Sure. It's an interesting concept for a show because they're actually folktale characters. So Super Y's alias is Wyatt. He is the brother of Jack and the Beanstalk. And then Wonder Red is actually Little Red Riding Hood. The characters on the show transform themselves into superheroes with special reading powers. So they become super readers. And when they become super readers, they become their aliases. So Wyatt turns into Super Y, and Little Red Riding Hood turns into Wonder Red.
Da, 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 da.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And now I understand that there will be some transformations that take place from readers into super readers on Saturday.
That's true, which is our other special guest. We have, as always, WILL sponsors the Celebrity Reader Stage. So we have local celebrities who are coming in to read stories from our stage to the audience. We'll have a different reader every 15 minutes, and we're transforming all of them into super readers. So they'll be donning some special equipment themselves. I won't divulge all the nature of it, but I think masks and capes might be involved. So we have a number of good friends who are joining us on the Celebrity Reader Stage to be super readers.
Who will we see transformed?
We kick off the morning with Chancellor Herman from the University of Illinois, and he will be reading If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. And then Susan Herman is actually following him, so and she's reading Rainbow Fish. We have a number of folks from WILL. So we have Carl Caldwell, who is our TV station manager, Ed Kieser, who is our meteorologist, of course, Roger Cooper, who is a recently retired WILL-FM host, and Kevin Kelly, also from WILL-FM, and then Allison Davis Wood, our host of Prairie Fire, the television program and producer, is taking the stage not just by herself, but with her three sons, and they are doing a theatrical version of Mouse Paint. So it should be a great deal of fun. We also have some other local celebrities. Yeah. Judy Frazier will be there. Naomi Jacobson, Mike Frericks will be there. And we're closing out the day with one of my favorite storytellers, Dan Ketting.
Oh, Dan is great. He's been on the show before. So Mouse Paint? Mm-hmm. Can you give us a little hint of the plot of
Mouse
Paint?
There were three little white mice, and they got into some paint. And one of the jars of paint was red, one was yellow, and one was blue. And it's about color mixing.
Oh,
so
very interesting.
We'll let you figure it out from there.
Now, the Cat in the Hat is going to be on hand, and the Cat in the Hat is appearing for the Urbana Free Library.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Champaign Library and other libraries in the area, will they be represented?
Champaign Library will be there. Douglas Branch will be there. They're all registering people for library cards if they want to do that day. And then they'll have activities as well. But there are 27 booths total for children's activities. So there's all kinds of things going on all day long, all centered around reading, but a wide variety. So we have the library registration, face painting. There's a number of booths that are making books with children. Mm. There are the Rock and Read stations, which are sponsored by the local Rotaries, where they actually have Rotary volunteers who come in, sit in a rocker, and read stories throughout the day to the kids, too. So there's that in addition to the Celebrity Reader Stage. There's also puppet making. We have someone for the first time this year who's doing creative movement along with kind of, it's called Rhythm, Rhyme, and Story Time. Mm. And then we have a number of other rhyming activities, and WILL will have the Super Reader Word Wall. So lots of reading going on Saturday.
Glad I didn't have to say that. So if you've got cabin fever, you're wondering what to do with the kids this weekend, here's a great opportunity to come out and have some fun and see some people in the community. And
it's always an amazing party. I look forward to it every year. It should be a blast.
Yeah. And these tote bags, that sounds great as well. Mm-hmm. 1,000 of these. So it's a pretty safe bet that all the kids coming through the door will get a bag with a book.
Right, exactly. And they're actually, the tote bag this year is a very nice backpack tote bag. It's something that we're trying for the first time this year, and we were all very excited about it when we saw it with the actual children's artwork on it. So very fun.
And is it the same book that's in the bags? Or
No. There's actually a number of different organizations that donate books to the event. WILL actually donates 200 books to the event. And they're all laid out on a table, a wide variety, and kids get to select what they want.
That's
so they
great.
Get something age appropriate.
And what they're interested in.
And what they're interested
in. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Read Across America this Saturday. Young readers, not so young readers, will come together in Champaign County for the area's 8th annual Read Across America Day. They'll gather at Lincoln Square Village in Urbana beginning at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. The event will continue until 2 p.m. And my thanks this afternoon to WILL's Education Outreach Coordinator, Molly Delaney. Thanks, Molly.
Thank you, Celeste.
Earth and Sky.
The Phoenix Mars mission is scheduled to land on May 25th, 2008. It'll search for chemical traces of life on Mars. I spoke with Richard Cook, Mars Science Laboratory Project Manager, about the newest generation of life seekers on the Crimson Planet.
These will take sort of a chemical approach to analyzing it, look for organic material, you know, look for trace gases, look for material that would indicate that there was either biological activity on Mars in the past or that it may even exist today.
Phoenix Lander will search near the North Pole of Mars, dig down about a meter or a yard into layers of ice and dirt, scoop up samples, and scan their chemistry.
The advantage of going to the polar areas with Phoenix is that there's a lot of interaction between the atmosphere and the polar regions.
Cook said that these layers of dust and ice can trap trace gases from the atmosphere like a bubble wrap of ancient life.
It's like a library, you know, where you can find the record of the past atmospheres of Mars over tens of thousands of years.
Mars is a tough place for life, said Cook, extremely acidic, oxidizing, and arid. I asked him what life on Mars might be like if found.
Obviously, there's not enough of a broad range of environments today to support life. And so it's really going to be the last remnants of something that might have developed a long time ago.
Thanks today to NASA in celebration of the International Polar Year. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.
WILL programming is made possible by Strawberry Fields Natural Food Store, featuring locally grown and organic produce, freshly baked breads, a coffee bar, and bulk foods department. Strawberry Fields also offers natural vitamins, health and beauty products, household cleaning products, pet foods, and an in-store nutritionist to answer questions about healthy eating.
Coming up on The World this afternoon, that gets underway in 2 minutes at 3 o'clock, the U.S. military has sent tens of thousands of women to serve in Iraq and Afghanistan. Little is known about how that experience will affect their lives. We'll learn what's being done for women when they return. That's during the day's news coming up on The World. Tomorrow in the 1 o'clock hour of the afternoon magazine here on AM 580, we will talk with dog trainers Carol Lindholm and Jim Keel. They're with the Dog Training Club of Champaign-Urbana, and they join us once a month on the first Friday of the month to talk about dog care, behavior, and training. Then later tomorrow afternoon, following the closing market report, I'll talk with Eric Weiner. He's a journalist with National Public Radio, and he's the author of The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World. Eric Weiner will join us following the closing market report tomorrow. Mike Sola's forecast for Champaign-Urbana tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, the low 20, the wind from the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and colder with snow showers and flurries developing early in the afternoon. The high 30, the wind from the north at 12 to 24 miles per hour with gusts to 30 miles per hour. Accumulation of snow, an inch or two. Friday night, light snow or flurries early, then partly cloudy, breezy and cold, the low 15. Saturday, partly sunny, the high 27. And the outlook for Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, not as cold, the high 36. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Celeste Quinn. Henry Frayne is our technical director. The producer for the afternoon magazine is Harriet Williamson. At 3 o'clock Central Time, 32 degrees in Urbana.